Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave Leventhal is with us this morning, editor-at-large with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. And a lot to get to, Dave. The president's decision to pull troops out of Syria, there's been swift reaction, a bipartisan backlash to this. What was behind the president's decision?
Well, the president sometimes will make foreign policy decisions that simply have not been known to even people in his own administration. It appears to be the case that this has happened with the situation in Turkey and the situation in Syria. And yes, Susan, there was a backlash, and probably one of the most notable backlashes that we've seen from members of Donald Trump's own Republican Party involving his foreign policy situation. And the backlash wasn't just that. Donald Trump has changed his tune in the past 24 hours to basically say, oh, wait, you know, we're not going to let Turkey go and slaughter the Kurds if that happens, and we're going to attack Turkey's economy. So this is a very chaotic and a very fluid situation at this point. Nobody really knows where this is going to land. All we know is that here in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of people asking a lot of questions internally within the Republican Party as to whether this is the best approach.
Now, what is the fallout or the anticipated fallout if this goes through, if U.S. troops are pulled out? What's the biggest fear?
Well, the biggest fear is that we have basically violated a trust that we had with a longtime ally in the Kurds who, if you remember, have been fighting basically alongside the United States in trying to destroy ISIS and largely have been successful. But Turkey and the Kurds don't get along. The U.S. and Turkey are kind of, on again, off again allies. And as a result of that, we have this very, very convoluted situation where you have people who are friends and enemies, and they're basically overlapping three, four different ways here, trying to figure out exactly what the best path forward is. Turkey has long telegraphed that it wanted to go in and basically kick the Kurds out, and this could be a very, very bloody situation at that, given the military imbalance between the Kurdish forces and Turkey's forces. So the United States is going to have to figure out something here to basically stave off what a lot of people fear is going to be a slaughter if ultimately the United States fully pulls out and has no presence whatsoever to basically keep Turkey at bay.
Dave, could this be an attempt to get a diplomatic win, given what's happening in the country right now?
Quite possibly. Donald Trump, whether you love him or not, he is a master at changing the topic when the situation at hand here at home is not one that's favorable to him. Of course, the impeachment inquiry continues on. This is going to be a weeks-long, potentially months-long process, and Donald Trump, when he's faced with something like that, will oftentimes do things overseas or dealing with foreign policy or domestic issues for that matter that are going to change the topic. He also likes to go and have political rallies at the same time too, which has been a feature of his campaign, which you got to remember started on the day of his inauguration when he announced at least formally for re-election and has been running ever since. He's got a big rally coming up in Dallas next week. He's got one coming up in Minnesota this week. So there's a lot of Donald Trump doing what Donald Trump likes to do in situations where he's in the crosshairs, certainly of Democrats, and in this case, even members of his own party as it applies to Turkey.
Is there anything else going on in Congress while this impeachment inquiry is going on? Are they working on, any sorts of legislation, anything else kicking around there?
I mean, it almost sounds like you're joking, Brian, but I know you're not, and it is not a joke. I mean, everything has taken a significant back burner. You talk about the budget. You talk about gun legislation. Pretty much anything that could potentially be on the docket is playing second, third, fourth, or fifth fiddle to the impeachment inquiry, which is really the everything that is dominating the discourse here in Washington, D.C., and Congress is running out of time this year before they go on break for the winter and come back in January. So there's fewer than 30 working days in Congress. So if you're expecting any type of major legislation or legislative activity in 2019, going into the teeth of a political election cycle and a presidential race in 2020, you're probably going to be disappointed at this point.
Yeah. And now, you know, on impeachment, the president was making some comments yesterday saying that very few people could handle it. But he admitted that he's thriving on this.
And this is something that could be a big boost for him. This is why Democrats all along have been very, very wary of going forward with impeachment. Or I should say Nancy Pelosi and top Democratic leaders have been very wary of going forward with this, even when the rank and file was pushing for it. It's something that is going to energize Donald Trump's supporters. His base certainly is loving this. They view this as a witch hunt. They view this as something that's completely unfair, a scam. We see what Donald Trump is saying about it all the time. And as a result, this can definitely provide fuel for the ever-raging fire against Democrats and liberals that Donald Trump and his supporters, which are legion, have at this point. So, yeah, it's probably not going to necessarily hurts him all that much with the people who support Donald Trump already and have been with him all along.
That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.